Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 122 and this is the Loud and Angry edition.
America.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. That was Fatherland by Decrypts, the Sisters of Mercy mix. And before that was Sepultura with their cover of U2's. Yes, I'm playing a U2 song. I didn't know it was U2, but yeah, when I first heard it, so it got past the usual filter. Bullet the Blue Sky, and then at the start was, of course, Negative Land's Car Bomb, which kind of probably gives you a little bit of a hint about what this show... Well, the show wasn't really themed around it, but that intro was about the whole state of the nation at the moment and all the madness that's going on. And also, this is the reason why it's called a Loud and Angry Show, is I'm pissed off anyway because I just had a client cancel my 3-week contract less than a week in, partly because they didn't know what the fuck they were doing, really, because they briefed me, I did the work, I turned up early, I was squeaky clean pretty much, and they still weren't happy with it. It's just one of those times you just know that clients, you can tell from when you first arrive that sometimes some clients, whatever you do, it's just going to be wrong, and they'll probably go through a few other developers and then realize they have no clue about what actually they want. But that is a lot of a freelancer. We tend to get blamed for our clients' mistakes. And also the state of the nation with the car bomb in Glasgow and London, which kind of put a bit of a damper on Pride. I'm going to play at least one song later on, a couple of songs relating to Pride. I did a Gay Shame mix, so I'm not really going to do much of a Pride report, but it was very wet, very boring, in Trafalgar Square, listening to Ken Livingston wank on about various things and usual sort of stuff of, you know, lip-syncing drag queens and wannabe acts that no one's ever heard of and that kind of thing. And the annoying thing is they promised to play Doctor Who, because it was the final episode on Saturday, and more of that, talking about that later. But their DVD player broke down, and then they ran out of time. It was just a bit crap, I mean, sorry. But then we went on to Tucky later, and even though it was not a Gay Shame, and they talked about that, and Amy LeMay said about the Olympics, so my information was correct, she was still pretty good. It was a good night. It wasn't Gay Shame, though, which was really annoying. So it's a bit of a down on Pride. I mean, it's very much a washout. I didn't go in the parade, partly because it was raining, and partly, as I joked when John left to go in the parade, I said, watch out for car bombs, because at that point we didn't know what the Al-Qaeda link with those car bombs, and they were in Haymarket, and guess where the march goes by. So it was a bit like, oh, here we go, another Admiral Duncan, which is a famous Soho bombing where this Nutter decided to bomb Southall, Brixton, and the Admiral Duncan. It was going pretty much for every single minority under the sun and trying to nail bomb them. But thankfully, the terrorists are crap. So these terrorists, it goes to show you should go from working class terrorists. As soon as you go from middle class terrorists, professional terrorists, they're shit. But it is a bit worrying. I've been making jokes about NHS and be careful your doctor's not a terrorist. It's quite weird, really. So it's a bit of a weird time, work-wise and otherwise. But first, I'm going to play a track from, there's a new Kraftwerk bootleg album out called Bootwork, and this is by DJ Smully. It's another compilation album, put it together by Mashup Industries, and it's mighty good.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Was the Robots from Bootwork. That's Don Prufin's Where Were You in 92 rave-tastic version. Although the IG3 tags say Don Prufin, I think that's a bit of a mistake there. All the people who do the tagging are having a go. But that's very good. And then before that was from the Kitsune Remixed compilation LP. So there's two compilation LPs I really am enjoying at the moment. It's the Bootwork and also Electro Sounds. Kitsune mix. If you know about Kitsune, they kind of like, they do these electro house compilations, or a French compilation, and onto Maison 4, House 4, yeah, Maison 4, something like that. And he's actually, or she, I don't know if Electro Sounds, I think it's he, has done the whole, I think three or four compilations, picking and choosing tracks and mixing other things. And you'll hear some more in future. But that one was Muse versus Klaxon's Supermassive Rainbow. Then before that was from the great new LP from Lesbians on Ecstasy. We Know You Know. That's Sisters in the Struggle. That's my pride track. I didn't want to go heavy on that because I did that in the Gay Shame mix. And then before that, also quite camp, that's also from the Kitsune Remixed album. That's Electro Sound with Mika versus the Whip, Relax, I Wanna Be Trash. That's probably about the only time I'm ever going to be playing Mika on this show. Then before that was Land of Sonic Numbers, DJ Schmully, and I think that's how you pronounce it. What I like about that is it's also from the Bootwork album, but it's got some sneaky Genesis in there, and also bits of The Prisoner, and of course Kraftwerk Numbers. which is very good. So, one thing I haven't mentioned in any of the recent Radio Clashes is Doctor Who, partly because it's one of these things I don't want to kind of spoil it for people, really. And also, it's been a bit of a sort of a crap start to Doctor Who, kind of post all the whole Billy gets written out type stuff, all the Rose stuff. But I am a big fan of Doctor Who, and this series eventually got very, very good. It was not so great to begin with, and I think it kind of was, it started very, very slow over the first six or eight episodes, but it just then kicked into gear. And the last three-parter, where the Master came back, was amazing. But it's shocking that the thing that actually they're bringing back Donna, who's Catherine Tate, played by Catherine Tate, who's in the Christmas show. But then again, it's a bit like Billy and Freema when they were announced. It's a bit like, or even David Tennant. It's like, So she might be really good, or she might be really annoying. Or that, I think that was, sadly, I think that might be the point. It's one of those things that could be very, very good. And if you haven't seen the last 3 to 5 episodes of Doctor Who and gave up on it, go and check it out, because it's very, very good and well worth it. And so I'm going to play a couple of tracks relating to that. I've been keeping them back. But before that, I'm going to play a bit of Air Inspector, because this is a very short punk breakcore mash. Right now.
drumming. The drumming.
Oh, one day of pure and simple happiness. Until that moment comes, I'll be here where I've always been. I'm gonna be your friend until the day I die. Mary, you shouldn't let him make you mad. You hold the best you can.
Can you?
That's old and new Air versus Scissor Sisters mashups. That's one of mine. I very rarely play any of my tunes. That was done about, probably about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and that was Comfortable Run by Instamatic. That's, of course, Run by Air versus Comfortably Numb by Scissor Sisters. And then before that, a recent mashup, which is kind of like why I was playing both of them, which is by Electrosound again, and that's Cherry Blossom Sister, Blossom Girl versus Scissor Sisters, Mary. And then before that was from the Bootwork album again, Copycat versus Celebrity Murder Party, yay! In a trans-European manner of speaking, that's a nice chill mashup, one of my favourites from the album. And then we have the Doctor Who section with Dalek I Love You, with Dalek I Love You. You probably don't know, you're thinking, who's Dalek I Love You? Well, it's actually linked to OMD because they were together in a previous group. Members of Dalek I Love You and OMD, and members of OMD, and the main protagonist of Dalek I Love You is Dave Balfe, who, if you've ever read any of the autobiographies of Julian Cope, you'll know who he is. Then before that was Here Come the Drums, by a new track by Juxtaposer, and then a track by Air Inspector, Pay to Come VIP clip. Yes, which I got off his website, and I like how that's kind of Aim and Break. I think it's called I think the album it's from is called Aim and Punk, and it seems to be Aim and Breaks versus Punk. I must get the album. It sounds very, very good. So we reached the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed all the interview and all the music. I hope it doesn't end up being 2-3 hours long. You can find out more about Radio Clash by going to the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash, or you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I like getting feedback. I don't tend to read out emails, but maybe if I read them out, I get more of them. I don't know. But thank you if you've emailed me recently. I've had a few people sort of saying, especially about the Joe Strummer show, the Joe Strummer shows I put on the feed, and interestingly, not been cease and desisted by the BBC yet. Those are brilliant shows. To answer all of your questions, which I think I did individually, but if anyone didn't write in, I've got no idea. I don't think you can get those shows anywhere else. I'm just tempted to actually approach BBC and say, well, I've had some queries. What, you know, when are you going to repeat these? Because it's silly, because the movie's out and it plugs those shows like crazy. You'd think if half a sense they'd actually repeat them, but I've not heard of them repeating them. But yes, if anyone knows there are any more of the London Calling shows, let me know, because I would love to hear more of them. So I'm glad you like that. And I forgot to say, I've got my first gig in Second Life. In relating to the song I'm about to play, is all very country feel, which is probably the reason why I've got a gig at a place called Delos, which is, yes, it is modelled, if you remember the name, off Westworld. And so it's a Western-themed, but a Western-themed robotic place in a large bubble. And, yes, so come along. It's on Saturday from, I think it'd be something like 8 to 10 p.m. UK time. Oh, I've got no idea what that would be. I think something like 12 to 2 SL time. So come along. I'll probably send a message out on the Radio Clash group. So either join that in Second Life or contact me. I am DJ No No Ulysses in Second Life, if you can't find the place, because it's, I don't know if it's if you can find it doing searching yet. But I'll send out a message shortly, or on the day, say, you know, with a teepee attached, landmark, sorry. And we're going to end on a track by Iron and Wine, not only because one of the lead singer person on Iron and Wine is a very beautiful bear with a red, reddish brown beard. I'll just stop and dream a while, don't mind me. But it's a really good cover of a song which, although I like the Pet Shop Boys version, I'm never fond of the Presley original of Always on My Mind. Someone's probably telling me it's a cover, but I really like this version, and it's a sort of acoustic version. And sadly, it's live, so apologies for that. But I hope you enjoy it. So I hope you're all well, and I'll speak to you soon.
Maybe I didn't love you. quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I could have. Little things I could have said and done, I just never took the time. You're always on my mind. You're always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I was so happy you were mine. And if I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. 'Cause you're always on my mind. Give me, tell me that your sweet love has died. Give me one more chance to greet you.
It's a good song, huh?